Guys, Andy here from the SEO podcast with a very quick update about a Google algorithm update that has just landed. But before we get into that, I want you to smash that subscribe button if you've not already done so, if you want to hear more about algorithm updates as they literally land. So let's get into it. Let's find out what this update is all about. So today's update is an update to the product review updates that we've seen over the past 2 years since April 2021. Now, Google has updated this so it doesn't just affect the English-speaking world as it was previously an update for. It now affects 10 other languages, and those languages are now including English, Spanish, German, French, I'm reading this off their update, Italian, Vietnamese, Indonesian, Russian, Dutch, Portuguese, and Polish. Now, this means they can cover the vast majority of large territories where they have good search coverage, but I suspect later in the year we may see another update to cover even more. However, as I say, this covers the bulk of their territory. What I don't think, just off the top of my head, is we'll see a large update of this scale where they'll add another 10 languages. I don't think we'll also see a Chinese update. And I don't think we'll see, as I say, a huge update to the product review system itself. And you'll notice that I said product review system. And that's because this update changes the language Google has now used. So Google in this update has changed the language from saying this is a product review update to a product review system. Now, this means for me in particular, and I've heard a few other people speak about this, that they are moving from a incremental update to product reviews, where we see an update every 3-6 months on a large scale, to incremental updates to their algorithm, to giving a document of advice to say this is how you should do it, and we're going to slowly update this. And we might see, as we see with large search engine factors, the kind of update that is, we see it as static, but in reality they're updating it every day, every week, and you could kind of see it as a, what a lot of people would see as a larger factor of a specific niche, where you can go, actually there could be a score assigned to a specific website and it's got multiple factors and multiple things play into it. So, because, and the reason I'm saying that is that Google has given us clear indicators as to what it thinks matters here. So it's saying you need to do things in a very specific way. So you need your own images, you need your own videos, and you shouldn't be using manufacturer images. You need really good text. If you're doing bullet points, they need to be in a specific style. If you're comparing products, your comparison needs to be quite concise and it needs to be in a certain fashion. If you're saying something is the best, you need to have a clear reason, and it needs to not just be because you're an affiliate of theirs. And if it is an affiliate of yours, you need to make that reason even better. And actually, all of this stuff goes together to say they're really unlikely to come out with bigger updates in the future, other than if they're rolling out another set of languages. And if they are, they're probably just likely to play into this big set of rules. And the other reason I think that is that this is now the 5th update from memory. And I think at this point, they're fairly set on, okay, this is a good set of rules. We've tested it in the English world. It works across however many millions of websites, and that's why they're now content with rolling it into these other 10 languages. Now, I think there is a few changes they're making to the English language, don't get me wrong, because there is some new advice, and I'll link in the show notes to this specific update from in the Google notes. But I don't think it's huge. I think it's just clarification on what you should be doing. And I think in reality, if you've already been caught or updated, I don't think you're going to see a huge move in the English language. I think other languages will see a big shake-up. But in the English language product reviews, I don't think there'll be a big shake-up. I think there'll be one or two moves. And certainly for people I work with, I'm not seeing that big shake-up. There's a bit of fluctuation here and there. Now, as I say, I don't expect a big update in 6 months again. I just don't see that happening. But let me know your thoughts in the comments if you think there will be another big update to this. And let me know if your website's been affected in rankings and how. Is it good? Is it bad? And why do you think it's been affected? Now, in terms of how long this is going to take to roll out, they're expecting it to be 2 weeks, which takes us to the 7th of March. So I think that for those who are being affected or are likely to be affected, I think you just have to wait it out until the end of that time. And that means in reality that come the 7th of March, you can turn around and go, oh, we're okay, we haven't changed. Or, okay, I now need to see why my website has moved down the rankings or why it's moved up. And if it's moved up, you can rinse and repeat it across your website or other websites. And if it's moved down, you may be able to figure out what's going on yourself, or you may need to turn around to someone like me or other SEO experts and go, can you help me identify the product problems with this? Which, given there is kind of a set system here, should be fairly easy. That's it for today. Let me know your thoughts on this product review update / system, and I'll see you on the other side. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to know more about Google algorithm updates in the near future.